Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now. And with me now is, I guess, no stranger to this program and to RBN. He is Reverend Ted Pike, www.truthtellers.org, and he is with us tonight to discuss, once again, this year's impending battle over the so-called federal, quote, anti-hate bill, which was approved by the House of Representatives in the Senate last year. And, of course, it went down to defeat in the Senate Judiciary Committee at the last minute. If the hate bill is passed, we're told America will experience another anti-hate bureaucracy ending free speech, which has happened already in Canada, Australia, and many European countries with similar legislation. Ted Pike, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Well, I see that, as they say, Satan never sleeps. And once again, I was just thinking of this the other day, saying, where, oh, where is Ted Kennedy when you don't need him?
Yeah.
And sure enough, Ted Kennedy has reared his ugly head once again in every sense of the word. This bill has come back once again to haunt us, hasn't it?
That's right. Yes, yeah, an extremely dangerous situation now exists in the Senate. Senator Edward Kennedy says he can pass the federal so-called anti-hate bill, which, as you mentioned, was approved last fall by the House in the Senate. And he wants to do it as a rider on the Sex Offenders Registration Act.
A rider to the bill,
as a rider. Mm-hmm. And as our listeners may remember from the fall when we had a number of programs on this, you see, you had a Children's Safety Act, which I think is a fairly good piece of legislation, protecting children from pedophiles and so on. But then the ADL and Kennedy and his people come along and they attach this evil Orwellian legislation as a rider on the underbelly of this cow that's moving through, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then that went into the Judiciary Committee, and it was a very dark moment in American history last fall because the pro-hate bill forces, including Arlen Specter, a Republican, supposedly, Arlen Specter, and they outnumbered the anti-hate bill opponents of the hate bill, they outnumbered them 10 to 8. And it looked like there was nothing stopping from Kennedy from moving that legislation right out of the House of Representatives without any change of language, this hate bill underneath it, and the main legislation protecting children, moving that straight onto the floor of the Senate, getting a yay vote out of the senators who had already a year earlier declared they're in favor of it, 65-33, and then without even bothering about conference, moving that right onto the president's desk. That was the worst case scenario, and it looked like Kennedy had that in the bag. And yet, in my opinion, a great divine intervention. God came down and messed up Kennedy's mind, and Kennedy decided to parley with the Republican minority, and he traded his privileges of moving that right onto the Senate floor, moving the hate bill onto the Senate floor. He traded that for the privilege of having of weakening the children's bill somewhat in order to make concessions to his pedophile followers.
Mm-hmm.
What he showed there was that his obligation to his pedophile followers, whoever they may be, was greater than his obligation to the gay rights lobby or to the ADL, who are the main backers of that bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kennedy said, he said to his backers, don't worry, I've got my strategy all worked out. A little bit later,
All right, we've got to take a break, Ted. You can do that and get right back to the subject when we return. Ted Pike, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back with Ted Pike. Ted, you were talking about some senators in the Judiciary Committee, and you mentioned Orrin Hatch and others. What exactly did you want us to know what happened?
Yes, this may seem a little complicated, but it's really quite important for to understand the situation we're in right now. Mm-hmm. Well, Senator Hatch was given permission, basically by Kennedy, to go ahead and make a new Senate version of the Children's Act. You see, and it's a streamlined version. It's called the Sex Offenders Registration and Notification Act.
Yes,
and that's S-1086.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, because a hate bill was attached to a children's bill in the House, so also a hate bill needs to be attached, or at least has the right to be attached, to the new version of a children's bill in the Senate. Now, that gives that's called, Kennedy's bill is what's called standalone legislation. Kennedy has the right now to, any time that sex offenders or that new version of the Children Act comes across the floor of the Senate, Kennedy has the right to stand at his feet and orate for an hour or so trying to persuade the full Senate to give approval to reattach that and then send it on to conference.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very ominous, of course, because as I mentioned, a couple of years ago, the Senate did vote on the hate bill. It was a very frightening 65-33 in favor of the hate bill. Kennedy knows that he still has many of those yay votes. Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, knows that that he is outvoted there, and so that is the whole reason, in a nutshell, why Frist has delayed putting the Sex Offenders Registration Act onto the floor of the Senate, not only in the fall session, but also in the winter session of Congress. He is very afraid of what Kennedy is going to do. And so this is a standoff between two titans in the Senate, but it's a standoff that's going to have to be resolved fairly soon, because the evangelical right, many, many people are calling for passage of the Sex Offenders Registration Act, and they just don't want to wait around too long. But meanwhile, Bill Frist, to his credit, has held the barricades there against the imminent passage of Kennedy's hate bill.
All right, so just to simplify it then, let me understand something here, and that is that this bill has already passed the House, but that was the same session or a previous session, was it not?
That passed in the fall session of Congress.
That was last fall?
Yes.
So we have a new session of Congress now since then, right?
We have a new session of Congress, but we had the spring break.
We had the spring break, but here we have the same Congress. We have not had an election, but we have a different year.
Yes,
so
that's right.
So that goes from 2005 to 2006. Do they have to repass the bill in the House again, or is it already a fait accompli?
It is a fait accompli. It's set in concrete at least till next November.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, if a bill doesn't get passed after a full year or so, it lapses, and then it has to go back through the House Judiciary or the Senate Judiciary, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Frist has been holding the line there, delaying the momentum of this rather popular bill. But and Kennedy, in fact, is in favor of the Sex Offenders Registration Act, because he's the one who got it toned down so that his pedophile followers would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like sooner or later it's going to be brought before, and it could be sooner. It could literally be tomorrow. Last fall, I did talk with the staff of Senator Frist's office, and they told me that Frist has a number of subterfuges, if you will, or ploys in which he can get that bill through, but so far they haven't worked or haven't been tried. They are very risky. It's a very high-stakes game, and literally it could mean the fate of freedom of speech for this country. So what I am terribly concerned about is we basically repeat the same strategy we used last year to defeat the hate bill, especially in judiciary. We get people to come to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org. I have the list there of the entire 100 members of the Senate. You can take that list off of my – it's on the front page, the home page of my website, and just call this toll-free number.
Right.
It's 1-888-355-3588. Again, that toll-free number to the full 100 members of the Senate is 888-355-3588. And when you get the capital operator – have her send you to the first senator on the list, and give him or give the receptionist there this simple message: please do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145. Please do not vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145. And then before you hang up, say, please send me to the next senator on the line. And the receptionist or the capital operator would send you along. And so you can, with one call, literally, you can leapfrog down the line to the 100 senators delivering a devastating message of opposition to Senator Kennedy's hate bill.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very interesting. We'll repeat that during the hour. But the thing I want to do now, since you haven't been here in such a long time, and this subject, of course, is one that many people need a refresher on, I mentioned in the last hour that this thing really got an impetus when we saw what happened in Philadelphia a couple of years ago with the arrest and imprisonment of 12 Christians who were there to protest from the Bible against homosexual legislation.
Yeah.
And they were arrested, and the ADLs, really one of their people in the Attorney General's office in in Pennsylvania started the impetus for attempting to arrest these people as haters. And
yes,
this was incredible, but it all happened. Maybe you should take a few moments, Ted, to once again tell us, for the new listeners that we've had since you've been here before, tell us what happened on this fateful day, what happened as a result, and why this legislation would make that legal, that
yes,
is the arrest of Christians.
Well, you know, the arrest of the Philly 11, as I dubbed them, was in direct response to the huge defeat of the federal hate bill,
yeah,
on October 8th of 2004. I
mm-hmm.
had been battling that all summer on talk radio, and many talk show hosts had helped me. And we managed to get that defeated in conference. It was passed by the Senate,
mm-hmm,
and get that defeated in conference. And that was Friday, October the 8th, and the ADL was so angry that once again they had been defeated by the religious right that they evidently gave authority or instructions to their Philadelphia district attorney. We're talking about the district attorney, the top district attorney of the city of Philadelphia, Lynn Abraham, who's a top honcho in the ADL. She is a national executive board member of the ADL. She gave orders to have these 11 Christians arrested for seven crimes, including violation of the ADL's Pennsylvania so-called anti-hate law. She threw them in the slammer for 21 hours. She was threatening. I mean, these charges implied 47 years in prison and $80,000 fines each, including for a 17-year-old girl who was present. This was an unbelievable outrage.
Well, we had Michael Makovich, who was
yes,
the leader of that group, on the program twice, and
yes,
he was arrested. And for people that still find it hard to believe, it happened. It
yes,
actually happened.
Yeah, well,
and
I've
were
seen
it not for the intervention of the judge in the
yeah,
case who ruled it unconstitutional,
yeah,
these people would be sitting in jail today.
Oh, yes. You see, Lynn Abraham is a very experienced, savvy prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's no fool. She knew how corrupt the Philadelphia justice system was, probably all the way through the appeals process,
mm-hmm,
clear to the Supreme Court. And she and the ADL knew that they could probably
there, yeah,
yeah, they could
yeah,
grease it through.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we made a huge ruckus on this program and many others on far right talk radio. And we were able to break through the tremendous media blackout there in Philadelphia. It was 3 months, well, literally 3 months, before the Philadelphia Inquirer even ran an article on that outrage. And so it was a clamp down everywhere, but alternative talk radio made it possible for Michael and myself and many other talk show hosts to get out of that wall, that barricade, a cone of silence, which the established media put around that sensation, and we got tremendous input from all around the world coming into Michael Markovich and supporting him, as well as blasting the corrupt Philadelphia justice system. And fortunately, that January, Judge Pamela Demby, who is more of a conservative Christian judge in a higher court, she rebuked the district attorney and the corrupt justice system and police of Philadelphia for what they had done. In fact, she actually said, and I quote her, if you don't like the way these Christians exercise their freedom of speech, she said, you should go to a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a tremendous victory. And what it did was, you see, I've been battling so-called anti-hate legislation all the way back to 1988 when the ADL held its first Hofstra conference. And they rewarded Joseph Ribicoff, who was a Jewish law student from Whittier College in California. They gave him first prize for his proposal for a model anti-hate law. And in Ribicoff's proposal, he suggested that if conservative Christian leaders mm-hmm, showed any films, any videos
right,
critical of homosexuality, they should be indicted as hate criminals.
Right. Okay, we'll take a break, and we shall return. Ted Pike with us from his organization, www.truthtellers.org. We'll be back to further discuss this impending situation. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back with Ted Pike. And, Ted, you know, you're just giving us, our listeners, particularly our new listeners, a capsulized report on exactly what it is that this bill in Congress would codify on a federal level. It would make prosecution of what took place with the Philadelphia 11 or 12, it would make that a reality across America, is what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. You see, Lynn Abraham had the right to give a direct order to the police on the street to arrest those Christians. Now, that's an ideal scenario for the ADL. You know, no checks and balances, no resistance or disobedience. It's like a police state. And that's the kind of situation the ADL wants nationally. They want to be able to do nationally what Lynn Abraham did locally in Philadelphia.
Yes.
They want to be able to indict talk show hosts and pastors, pro-lifers, anti-war dissidents. They want to indict them not only with hate laws but under Homeland Security all around the country at the same time, embroiling these people in litigation, exhausting them financially and emotionally and so on, and laying down legal precedents right and left so that literally nobody can keep up with the hate crimes agenda once it gets started. Now, we have an illustrious tradition in the United States of states' rights in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
That means that unless the government can prove that there's slavery going on in the states, or jury tampering, or voter fraud, or interstate commerce crimes, which nobody knows whose jurisdiction it is, the federal government cannot intervene with the local attorney generals and Justice Department and police and so on. And yet, this bill would do, one of the first things this bill would do would be to break down all barriers to federal intervention, not only in bias crimes, but also even in felonies. It's right there in the fine print and at Truth Tellers. I've got the bill there. You can read my exhaustive analysis of the bill. It's a massive breakdown forbidding the states to be governed anymore by our traditional English law system, which requires physical evidence. Instead, the states will have to submit to a bias-motivated criteria of whether a crime has taken place or not. And this is exactly what exists in Canada right now.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, you have the old-fashioned English law exactly like we have, which says unless you can show me the physical damage, the demonstrable, you know, the broken glass in the window or the crumpled fender or the bruised black eye or whatever, evidence that a crime has been committed, the police do not have the right to make an arrest. But in Canada, you have another system, which is called the Hate Crimes Tribunal System, and that is a bias-motivated criteria of whether a hate crime has been committed. And in that system, the only criteria is whether a member of a federally protected group, such as a Jew or a homosexual or whatever, has had his feelings hurt by the verbal criticisms of other people. And so on a talk show in Canada, you don't dare criticize homosexuality. You don't dare enumerate the many Bible verses critical of the gay lifestyle, because somebody out in the audience might be members of a federally protected group, the homosexuals, and they would scream to the hate crimes police saying, my feelings have been traumatized by hearing these awful verses out of the Bible describing me as an abomination, and so on, you see. And that's happening again and again and again in Canada. As Christians are criticizing homosexuals, they find a knock at the door in the night, and here are the Mounties saying, you have violated Section 319 of the Federal Anti-Hate Code. And so it's a nightmare up there. And another thing about our traditional justice system, that it is, because it requires physical evidence, that the courts relatively move cases through relatively quickly. But in Canada, you see, because bias motivation is such a subjective and imponderable enigma, which only God or a good psychologist can figure out, perhaps, it takes a long time, lots of testimonies, lots of appeals, dragging you through the hate crimes tribunal system, so that in Canada, the average fee at the end of this exhausting ordeal for a Christian is from $175,000 to $200,000 in bills.
That's amazing, and people are watching the Canadian situation. We just saw what happened in Europe this year and last year with the cartoons, and
yes,
how the anti-Islamic cartoons in some of these connected publications in Denmark that we've talked about have been held up as examples by the Jewish media in this country as examples of free speech, the right to criticize. Now, these same organizations were heralding the prosecution of professor and historian David Irving for his exercise of free speech in dealing with the so-called Holocaust.
Well, that's right. There's always this double standard coming out of the ADL. You know, Jesus, 2,000 years ago, he referred to the ancestors of the ADL Sanhedrin. He says, you're hypocrites. You're liars and you're hypocrites. And this hypocrisy continues to weave itself through absolutely everything the ADL does. You know, they hold up the separation of church and state as the great value and the great ideal of our country, but they don't regard synagogue and state as any contradiction.
I guess they don't. All right, we'll be back with Reverend Ted Pike and his group on the so-called hate crimes bill, the bias bill. Get a question or a comment, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, well, we're back with Reverend Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org. That is www.truthtellers.org. And, Ted, would you like to take a call or two in between this discussion?
I certainly would.
Why don't we do it?
Okay.
800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And Bob in St. Louis, you're on the program with Ted Pike.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if Ted was familiar with the man by the name of Michael Shertoff, who's the head of FEMA, you know, Homeland Security.
Yes.
You know that he's an ADL member, don't you?
Well, I know that his wife has been an ADL activist and organizer. I haven't actually found proof that Shertoff himself is a card-carrying member of the ADL. I'd love to have that documentation if you can get it to me.
Well, you heard of Tex Mars, haven't you?
I'm a good friend of Tex Mars.
Well, he's got information on that.
Uh-huh.
You know, here's another thing I got to ask you. Okay, now I really got recently got turned on this ADL. And if you look at the people, as Rush Limbaugh said, neocon is another name for a new conservative among the Jewish community.
Oh.
Right?
Pretty much, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Is there anybody in Bush's cabinet who is around Bush who is non-Jewish? Because if you look at it, it looks like a coup has taken place for Israel. That if you look at the names, just go down the names of the people who were in power around Bush, they're all Jewish. How could that be? They're less than 1% in this country. I thought we had such a thing as equal rights, which is what they've always been about, affirmative action. Why have we been taken over by the Jewish community, namely Israel?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why in the Middle East. Why doesn't anybody bring this up? It's right in your face.
All right, Bob, calm down for a minute. As a matter of fact, Ted Pike has several videos on the subject of that foreign policy crisis in the Middle East, why it bleeds, also having to do with Zionism and Christianity, and he explains a lot of that in the videos. Isn't that correct, Ted?
Yes, it certainly is. You see, Bob, we have a problem of evil Jewish leadership in the world today, and this is not a new problem. This is a problem that goes all the way back to the New Testament and even further back even to the Old Testament, where the prophets cried out against the wicked rulers of Jerusalem who are leading God's people astray.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the millennia, the Jewish people, at the time of Christ, they basically rejected the leadership of Jesus Christ, and they put their trust in the Pharisees, and the Pharisees became the guiding lights of Judaism. They created the Talmud, they created the Kabbalah, and so on. And all of these works are filled with anti-Christianity, but also with a basic rivalry to Christianity, a desire to prevail, a desire to predominate in the world, a desire to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies of world dominion on their terms. Now, we have two different groups of Orthodox Jews today. We have Orthodox Jews like Rabbi Lapin of Seattle. He's the head of Toward Tradition, and he also believes that someday Judaism, the higher rationality, if you will, of Judaism will someday overflow throughout the whole world. Everybody will accept the one true unitary God rather than a Trinity and so on. But Rabbi Lapin goes about reaching that objective through rational means, through argumentation, through a reason, you see. Now, let's look at another Orthodox Jew. That's Abe Foxman, the head of the ADL. Now, the ADL B'nai B'rith, Orthodox and Reform and Conservative Jews, whatever, they all believe that the best way to fulfill the prophecies of the Talmud and the Old Testament is by trashing everything that's Christian, breaking down our symbols, depriving us of our Easter and our Christmas holidays and the rites and symbols and ceremonies that go along with it, crashing Jesus Christ in the media, mocking the Christian family, depriving chaplains at the Air Force Academy of free speech to use the name of Jesus, on and on and on. You're very familiar what Jewish activism coming out of this alternative point of view expresses. Now, this goes right into Congress. This goes right into the White House. These Jewish activists, in whatever veil that they are dressed in, whether they're neocons or whether they are Lubavitchers or whatever they are attempting to influence the highest levels of our government, basically to do their bidding, fulfilling this ancient Judaic dream of sovereignty and influence and preeminence over the nations. Now, we have a situation developing in the world today in which globalism is getting so interconnected that there is a very real possibility in the years and the decades ahead that some particular group can get a position of power and be the ruling elite within this global system. And these internationalist evil Jewish leaders of ADL B'nai B'rith are on fast track now, moving us in that direction so that they can secure themselves without competition in that position. I think that answers your question.
Why would this little group have such power in our country?
Well,
why is that? You know, they don't have. Where do they get their money from? Because it does.
They have been. Bob, they have been working at this for literally millenniums.
Well, listen. That I know about this, and we're talking about this on the radio. Those days are going to be numbered in terms of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way in God's earth we're going to put up with this kind of bull by a little group of, which, and by the way, you know that communism was started by the Jews.
Absolutely.
Karl Marx's last name was Levy. Stalin was a Jew. They were all Jewish. Trotsky, his real name was Bernstein.
Yeah.
So they went into Russia and killed over 80 million Christians in Russia.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we all know, you never hear a peep about something like that, okay?
All right, Bob. Hey,
anyway,
thank you for your call.
It's going to come to an end, man.
Thank you for your call, Bob. You certainly have made your point quite readily. We'll take other calls also, 800-3-3-3. 313-9443. And the thing that intrigues me, Ted, is this. How is it that this powerful group called the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which, as I understand it, is an illegally unregistered lobby arm for a foreign government, namely yes. Israel, mm-hmm. how is it that they find it within their prerogative to try to pass legislation making speech, certain kinds of free speech, unlawful in the United States when they have pretended to be the champions of free speech and the First Amendment at the same time? How can they juxtapose these two opposites?
Well, as I say, that's the essence of hypocrisy, isn't it?
Mm.
And if we look back on the historical and the legislative record, we find the ADL, as I mentioned earlier in the program, in 1988, they were actively crafting model anti-hate laws which would entrap Christians and free speech activists and so on in this country. They, no other intention, but to entrap put a noose around Christian civilization and progressively tighten it. Then in 1990, we see them passing the ADL-inspired Hate Crime Statistics Act, which put the ADL in control of teaching the Justice Department, the FBI, every local police department in America their twisted definition of hate, that hate equals bias against homosexuals and other protected groups. And of course, this again is another noose around Christians, because Christians, by definition, become haters because they are biased against homosexuality. And then we see the same situation in the new Department of Global Anti-Semitism, which was established by Congress last year. It's
yes.
stacked with ADL people, and they have about 14 different twisted criteria of anti-Semitism, including criticism of the leadership of Israel and believing that the Jewish leaders killed Christ, had Christ killed 2,000 years ago. That's all anti-Semitism, and their ultimate objective is to create, make Christians into hate criminals, into anti-Semites, so that they can be prosecuted as haters and domestic terrorists under the Homeland Security laws.
All right, now here's my next question for you. It seems as if all of these great defenders of the State of Israel, who are even more pro-Zionist than the Zionists themselves, like Jerry Falwell and Robertson and others in the so-called evangelical movement, how is it and how can it be that these particular preachers and their groups have finally begun to understand that this bill, which, you know, this concept, I should say, incorporated into an innocuous-sounding bill, which they would definitely be in favor of, having to do with prosecuting, child molesters and so forth, how is it that they have themselves been turned on to what you've been saying when all of these years they have been walking arm-in-arm with the ADL types in support of the State of Israel? What's happened? Are they awakening a little bit? Are some of these groups starting to realize that they too could have their butts in a prison when they preach against homosexuality, for instance?
Yeah, and you know, it's even harder for them to have awakened, because even if they were suspicious that the ADL was behind anti-hate legislation, they don't dare speak it in public because the ADL is so near to the surface there. You know, just go to their ADL website, and they're boasting it all over the place. So they've been terribly afraid that if they release the truth about the ADL origins of hate laws, that they'll be called anti-Semitic and ruined by the tarred by the ADL and so on. I think that you put your finger on it when you were talking about the Philly 11. When Michael Markovich. See, I was on the radio with him a few times before, because he had been arrested for reading the Bible in a city council meeting
yes.
in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
And I got acquainted with him in a few broadcasts on that scandal, and then I heard that he had been arrested there. And even though I was shocked and outraged, I knew that the verse came to me from the Old Testament. It says, "Lord, you have delivered them into my hand." And I knew that I had now a tremendous position of advantage with evangelicals to blow the lid on the ADL and to get them involved in a transition issue, you see. It wasn't just mm-hmm. an issue about Israel or God's chosen people or something, which were they were impenetrable to reason with on that
mm-hmm.
issue. But
mm-hmm.
here was one of their own. Here was an illustrious 25-year-old young street evangelist, college-educated, a degree in communications, articulate, evangelistic, and he was being trashed. And 11 Christians, including a 17-year-old girl, were being treated abominably by the ADL. And so I've been on more than 250 talk show interviews over the last year and a half or so on, and in every one of them, just like this one, I let the world know exactly who is behind the hate laws, who authorized the arrest of those Christians, and so on. And this is alternative talk radio, you see, is leaping over boundaries of propaganda and stereotypes and brainwashing and so on that we've had to labor within over the last 50 years.
And
talk radio.
You know, the thing that scares me most of all is that this government in Washington, regardless of who's in control or who's in office, Republican or Democrat, this government in Washington is actually working with an organization that has had criminal dealings with the federal government before. That is, the ADL offices have been found violating law, engaging in criminal activity in California, San Francisco, and L.A., and yet they are lecturing and tutoring our police, our FBI, our law enforcement, as to how to go after criminals, and criminals are defined as those who oppose their point of view. This
absolutely.
Is unheard of. This is absolutely amazing. And yet most Americans outside of those, Ted, as you've just said, who listen to alternative talk radio, real talk radio, most Americans are unfortunately totally oblivious to these facts.
Well, especially back in the Clinton years, Janet Reno gave specific instructions to the FBI chief, William Sessions, to make firm alliances and avenues of communication with the ADL, letting the ADL into the Justice Department under her, letting them into the FBI, encouraging the FBI to use the ADL as an illegal conduit of information
mm-hmm.
which the FBI would not be able to obtain through legal means.
Absolutely
and so,
incredible.
And so what happens? I'll tell you what happens. Once you let these evil Jewish systems, evil Jewish leaders, of course, I'm not talking about the average Jew here.
No.
I just want to kind of refer back to our previous caller that we have to be very careful about indicting the Jewish people as a whole for the misdeeds of their evil leaders.
Right.
Because these evil leaders literally have thousands of years of a bad record of leading the flock of Israel astray. We're not talking here about the suburban Jew, the assimilated Jew, the shopkeeper Jew. We were talking about largely an elite of Jewish activists and evil Jewish leaders in the highest echelons of the media, government, finance, and so on.
Right.
And it was those kind who largely made possible the Bolshevik Revolution possible in Russia. But these evil Jewish leaders, once they get ensconced in any area of government or the church or society, they have a tendency to begin to accumulate lists, files and lists, and try to get dirt and blackmail and evidence of adultery or homosexuality or anything they can find within these government departments that they get into, you see,
mm-hmm.
so that the leaders in those departments, the leaders in the clergy, whatever, they have any kind of skeletons. These Jewish activists go in there and try to get a dossier on them, which becomes part of the arsenal of ADL blackmail against
them. And extortion,
them.
Yeah.
That's right. And
okay.
I think this largely explains why the ADL has been spectacularly successful in controlling both the House and the Senate as far as voting for the hate bill.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a lot on Ted Kennedy, and we know his interlocking relations with people in Massachusetts and the ADL, and some in particular I can think of. And one who came from Rhode Island, Jeffrey Teets, or Tights, who was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, he went directly to work for Ted Kennedy and his staff in Washington. He was instrumental in devising in the 1980s here in my state some of these bills having to do with with organizations that would like to set up training camps for self-defense. As you know, many of these organizations, these quasi-paramilitary groups, as they call them, were outlawed as groups that were a threat to the society around them. So it looks like a very interesting, neat, interlocking relationship between these people and the Kennedys and others in Congress. Yeah. And it looks like they are puppets on a string. And certainly God knows that Ted Kennedy has a lot of information, particularly going back to Chappaquiddick, that could be very damaging to him, even at this late point in his life. So, all right, let's do this. We got a quick break coming up. Let's see if we can take a couple of calls after, and we'll wrap up and tell our listeners what you think they need to do. Ted Blake, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. We will be back with a final stretch of Uncensored Radio Free America in just 3 minutes. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right. righty, we're back now to wrap up with a couple of quick phone calls. Let's get on to the phone lines, Ted. Justin, hello, you're on the program with Ted Pike.
Hi. Listen, I really appreciate the work that you guys are doing to present alternative viewpoints and the kind of stuff that you can't really hear in the corporate media. But I have to say I've been listening tonight, and you said earlier that you're trying to get beyond the stereotypes and get people the truth. And I think a lot of the stuff I'm hearing, I feel like, is it's really distorted stereotypes that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. I'm a Jew. I'm not a fan of the ADL or the Israeli government. But for, here we have a situation in this country, I think you guys know, where, everyday people have very little power, where the government is in the hand of corporations, where you can't really find out the truth on the media. And for hundreds of years, people try to blame that on the Jews, that there's this giant, vast conspiracy of Jews to control everything. And I got to say, there's just no truth to that. It's a misdirect. It's a way of taking people's attention away from the real problem and the lack of power that people have.
All right, Ted, would you like to address that assertion?
Yes. Justin, I am addressing a very specific organization. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith has a budget of at least $60 million a year. It's an adjunct of B'nai B'rith International, which has presences in about 50 or more nations of the world. They have a very specific objective. They have defined goals. The B'nai B'rith says it's the voice of organized Jewry in the world. Now, I am not, as I made it very clear, I hope I made it clear, I am not indicting, quote, the Jews or, quote, the Jewish people for these sins of the evil leaders. In fact,
You said this was a millennia-old problem. And, the reason that the U.S. government pays undue attention to Israel and its foreign policy isn't because the ADL is a massive, well-funded conspiracy. It's because Israel is a beachhead in the Middle East, and the U.S. has a geopolitical interest in controlling the Middle East because of the importance of oil there and the fact that our country is run by oil.
Justin, we have to break, but it sounds like you're falling for some of those theories and canards now yourself. That's always been the mantra of the ADL. Israel's our friend, Israel's democratic, and all of that. But I think we know better than that, as we've seen. In fact, it is the source of most of these wars and hatred in the Middle East. We have just time for one more call. Mona, California. Hello, you're on the program with Ted Pike.
The question is, how do they do it? Where do they get the money to have this much power? It's the Holocaust industry.
Mm.
All of these Holocaust museums are paid for by American dollars, and then they get Americans to contribute trillions of dollars have been made by the Holocaust industry. Not to mention the lawsuits, the massive lawsuits they're now filing against the Catholic Church. They had Switzerland pay them millions rather than spend more than that on legal fees. They go around and sue everything. Switzerland later proved there was no Jewish gold in their banks, but it was cheaper to pay off $15 million
extortion once again. And the beat goes on. They're just beginning to sue. Ted, what's the best way? Can they just go through your organization and get all the info?
People come to www.truthtellers.com. org. I have all the information, phone numbers,
very good,
members of Senate, and so on.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, Ted Pike. We'll see you again, I'm sure. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you, Justin, and all the callers. Tomorrow night, God willing, we'll be back at 8 Central. Until then, with a shocking program we may have, by the way. We'll be back then, God willing. Rick Adams, good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.